Let the bickering begin again. Republican presidential candidates gather tonight in South Carolina for one of their final debates before the Iowa caucuses in just a few weeks, where the lead is either enjoyed by Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, according to Iowa polls. As for the Democrats, the Iowa lead is seesawing between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, with Sanders clearly on the rise there while he maintains his big lead in New Hampshire. For the latest on the race, we spoke with our political team analyst Republican Todd Dobke and Democrat Dan Payne, who was joining us from Arizona. We began by asking whether Clinton will be able to hold off Sanders. Here's Dan Payne first.
Well, she can lose Iowa and New Hampshire, or both, and go on to win in South Carolina and Nevada. Those states have large minority populations, and Sanders lags behind with African-American and Hispanic voters.
Todd Dobke.
Well, this must feel like deja vu for Hillary Clinton. She can't help but think about another senator, Barack Obama, came on strong at the end and beat her in Iowa. Bernie Sanders has supporters who feel passionate about him. They believe in his policies. They feel he's authentic. Now Clinton is going after Sanders, suggesting he is extreme. But it's not as if Democrats haven't heard that Bernie is a socialist. So Clinton may just seem desperate, which is not appealing.
Is Clinton no longer the so-called inevitable nominee, Todd, the way she was described for so long?
Well, Clinton is in trouble because the first two states are Iowa and New Hampshire, two small states where Sanders and his supporters can reach all Democratic voters personally. So her advantages in having the party establishment are neutralized. In fact, it helps Sanders to be the underdog.
Well, Todd once again joins lots of Republicans in praising Bernie Sanders. It must mean that they want to run against him. They have been spending, pretty much the presidential candidates, every one of them spends time bashing Hillary Clinton, and they ignore Bernie. So it's no wonder that her situation has deteriorated and Bernie's had the freedom to grow in the polls.
Well, Dan is right that Republicans have thought in the past that Sanders would be easier to beat, but polls now show that he could be the more electable candidate.
Dan, reports in Iowa say there's some anxiety in the Clinton campaign over the energy and excitement in the Sanders campaign, certainly in evidence at his rallies. How does Clinton close that enthusiasm gap with Sanders, and does she need to do that?
Well, the Clinton operatives, they know Bernie Sanders is a real threat, according to the polls. They will attack him for being soft on guns and being tough on Obamacare by advocating national health insurance.
Well, Hillary's losing with young voters under 45, 2-1 against Sanders. I don't see how she generates enthusiasm. So Clinton is in trouble, and it's trouble of her own making.
Okay, with the latest GOP debate coming tonight, let's talk about Republicans. Donald Trump continues to lead by a healthy margin in New Hampshire. The polls say he's challenging Ted Cruz for the lead in Iowa. With just weeks to go before the caucuses and the voting, it's getting pretty late in the game. Has the moment to defeat Donald Trump by the so-called GOP establishment passed? Todd Dobke.
It's probably too late for the establishment to do anything before the Iowa caucuses. The anti-establishment candidates there have 2/3 of the voters. So if Trump is going to be derailed, Cruz needs to stop him in Iowa. And then more moderate conservatives need to coalesce behind Rubio or Kasich or Bush or Christie in New Hampshire if the establishment's going to have a viable candidate to stop Trump in South Carolina.
Dan.
Well, Trump is on a roll, and momentum is a powerful force in presidential campaigns. So party leaders, whoever those are, might as well wait for the Iowa results. They need to see if Trump can translate his lead in the polls and his big crowds into results at the Iowa caucuses.
Dan, do you sense that Republican Party leaders are trying to find a way to become more comfortable with the notion that Donald Trump might be the 2016 standard bearer?
Well, you know, they better be watching the polls because Trump has been a durable figure throughout the pre-primaries. And the political magazine reviewed several polls and found that Trump's appeal has actually spread a little like poison ivy, I think. He's made gains with moderate Republicans, even Republican women, some Democrats. So party leaders are facing a Hobbesian choice here between Trump and Ted Cruz, both of whom are considered unelectable.
Yeah, Republican Party leaders have been to their therapists to get their heads around this threat of a narcissistic, demagogic reality TV star being the party nominee. And many have found ways to rationalize why this nightmare might not be so terrible. Some think Ted Cruz would be even worse, more extreme, less electable. And some think Trump could win a lot of non-liberal Democrats and people who usually don't vote. But there are some establishment Republicans, including presidential candidates, who have said such disparaging things about Trump that they will have great trouble speaking out for him if he's the nominee.
All right, last question. Up to now, no one has put even a small dent in the Trump campaign. So heading into tonight's debate, how do the other candidates try to make some headway? Todd Domke.
Well, they probably can't hurt him on his issues. For example, he scored a lot of points with many Republicans by criticizing the Clintons. And it's not as if Trump's Republican opponents would help themselves by defending the Clintons. So we're likely to continue to see the non-Trump candidates criticize each other on issues, leaving Trump alone. Probably the only opportunity for them to pull the rug out from under Trump is if he criticized one of them and that candidate then counterattacked with humor, or if one corrected him on something, revealing Trump's ignorance. That could help a Trump opponent being seen as more presidential.
And Dan Payne.
I believe his record as a businessman is challengeable, and I'm surprised that nobody has done it. Let me just tick off a few of the business failures he's had. In addition to the three casinos in Atlantic City where he declared bankruptcy, Trump Airlines is out of business, Trump Vodka out of business. He had a Trump magazine. They all failed. And how he can continue to run as a successful businessman is comical.
All right, with only weeks to go in this campaign before the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucuses, we'll speak more with our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Thanks for joining us from Arizona.
You're welcome, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke here in the studio.
You're welcome.